Bring in the second bank of ball valves, then go to increase. The old procedure could cause a transient on startup. Over.
Okay, Jack, I got a normal for start. We get four balls and we go to increase. And I guess we're all on now. If you want to pass us up that nose you were going to do earlier, we're listening.
Roger. I want to tell you also that you got the computer back. We're finished with the uplink. You can go to block.
Work block.
Apollo 10 Houston, before we go on with the news, we'd like to advise you that it's been decided that we'll remove the insulation from the hatch of 107, and we tell you that so you just don't worry about not having much up there in yours. And we also want to know if you're having problems inhaling or any problems breathing because of this insulation problem. Over.
Well, I figured that last question would come up as soon as we mentioned it. No, we've just been sneezing and coughing for 3 days, and we understand what the problem is and how to take care of it. Over. We've been washing down, and everything's okay. It's just kind of irritated and itchy. Over.
Roger. Sounds like living in a dust bowl in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I had some good training on that area.
That's right. He was right at home.
It's not that way now. It's a beautiful place now, Jack.
Okay, Apollo 10, you got LOS and AOS. We're well caught up on information going up, so let's go up with the news now. Prague, Czechoslovakia. U.S. astronaut Frank Borman, one of three lunar pioneers on the Apollo 8 moon flight last year, has been awarded the Czech Academy of Sciences gold medal for service to science and humanity. About 1,000 Czechs shouting, "Long live! Glory, glory," greeted Borman, first American to win the award, as he stepped from the Academy building Thursday. By the end of 1970, Borman told a news conference, "We'll be able to take scientists and doctors of many nations on flights to the moon." New York. Johnny Carson was honored Thursday as the Performer of the Year by the International Radio and Television Society. Carson told the audience at the Americana Hotel that he was once chewed out by a station manager for oversleeping and missing a broadcast. "So I got cocky and told him that someday I would have my own network show and win an important award," Carson said, and the station manager said, "The day that happens, they'll send a man to the moon." Hong Kong. Communist Chinese authorities have... Thought you'd get a chuckle out of that. Communist Chinese authorities have confiscated a Hong Kong fisherman's fishing permit because he played hooky from Mao Zedong's thought study classes, a Hong Kong government spokesman said today. The license has allowed him to operate in Hong Kong and Chinese waters. Washington. One of our old friends, Charles A. Lindbergh, the lone eagle of Pioneer Aviation, says rocket pioneer Robert Goddard told him in 1929 a moon voyage was theoretically impossible. Theoretically possible, but economically improbable. In a rare public utterance with reporters and news photographers at Bard, Lindbergh philosophized about the future of American aviation and reminisced about Goddard. He said Goddard told him it was possible to send a multi-stage rocket to the moon. Then he smiled a little bit and said, it might cost $1 million, and of course that was out. Calcton, England. Fred Aldous, 67, saved all his life to buy an 11-bedroom house on the sea to give children from poor homes a vacation. It's the happiest day of my life, Aldous said as the first contingent of 20 youngsters arrived at the house that cost him almost $20,000. He said 200 children will have 10 days at his new seaside home by the end of summer, and a trust fund has been set up for the future. Oh, yeah, we heard again from that unemployed local philosopher. With all the excitement, he lost his head and digressed from his favorite subject of color television to say that for three fellows who, by their own admission, could not figure out which way was up, he sure did a doggone respectable job yesterday. And here's the sports news. Houston beat Montreal 7-4. Atlanta beat New York 15-3. And the Cubs defeated Los Angeles last night 3-1. John Young keeps having these interesting astrocasts. Today it's keep all operations above board. Confidential transactions are apt to blow up later with considerable embarrassment for all. Travel is better postponed. The people you would go to see are not yet set for the visit. And in the golf world at the Atlantic Classic, the first round leaders are George Knutson and Jackie Cupid, 500 par 67. That's the news, over.
Roger. Thank you very much, Jack.
Oh, by the way, Tom, I've got your astrocast here. It says, your natural tendency for moderate, sparse consumption serves you well. Your system is a little more sensitive to strange foods.
You've been eating like a horse for 4 days. You're the only one that saved us from the Mylar. He ate it up.
Gene, I think you better read your astrocast here, too. Am I coming through?
Yeah.
Gene, conditions are bewildering. There are so many odd and unfamiliar details. Just curb your impatience. Question everything and put things into place one at a time.
I don't think I'm going up.
Thank you.
Gene, this is Houston. I think you've got a pretty interesting forecast here, too. It says for you, conditions are bewildering. There are so many odd and unfamiliar details. Just curb your impatience. Question everything and put things into place, one at a time.
Yeah, that is interesting, isn't it?
I guess so.
Thank you, Jack.
Roger.
Just looking at that old world in the optics, sure looks nice.
Apollo 10, Houston, we'd like to confirm that the ECS redundant component check is complete.
No, Jack, it is not. We'll get it here immediately after the P-52.
Roger, we're standing by.
I'll start on the secondary boilers right now. Okay, I'll start on the secondary boilers right now.
If you'd like to correlate it, after I roll to 180 degrees there, and it can do that around the subsolar pointer before, if you got the Goldstone in configuration, we can shoot you the tube for the vertical pass all the way down and maybe even shoot the solar corona at the end, over.
Roger, stand by. Apollo 10, Houston, in order to have TV without compromising photography and so forth, you'll have high gain acquisition when you come AOS, but you should do your roll maneuver before 65 degrees east. Over.
Roger, roll before 65 east. What are you going to correlate that in time, over?
Okay, we've already given you that on the vertical stereo pad. It's your T2 time of 120.2011. That's 65 east.
Okay. And we'll have the high gain lock. We'll have good high gain lock after that, right?
After 65 east, you'll lose it. Over.
Roger. After 65 east, we'll lose it, huh? Yeah, it's hardly worthwhile then to just only be there for a few minutes. We'll hold off.
Roger. Copy. Holding off. Apollo 10, Houston, we are unable to copy your P-52 torque and angles. We'd like you to read them down. Over.
Could you believe we didn't copy them down? Well, I figured you just read them. I seem to recall a 3 and a 6. Three-tenths of a degree, something like that.
Roger, thanks.
I realize that's not what you're looking for, but it wasn't bad.
Roger, we copy, John.
Okay, Houston, we're doing main regulator checks now.
Roger, copy. Apollo 10 Houston, we think the unscheduled tube action would best come around Rev 29. And we have a question about the LEM acquisition light after staging. Did John see the LEM ACK light any time after staging? Over. Roger, copy. You saw it all the way. And Apollo 10 Houston, do you have any idea what might have fixed the VHF problem after undocking yesterday?
Yeah, we had the same switch configurations again. It was thought it might be Corona, but I mean, there's no way for us to tell. But it was just unreadable before, and after we undocked and squared away, we tried it again. It was unreadable, and we tried it one more time.
Roger, Sam. Stay around the corner.
This is Apollo Control. We've had loss of signal as Apollo 10 went around the corner, the backside of the moon on Revolution 22. Next acquisition, 120 hours, 7 minutes ground elapsed time on Revolution 23. During that pass, after the crew had completed the oblique strip stereo photography over landing site 2. They read up a consumables update from the ground, flight plan update with one minor addition farther on into the mission. They were given a Revolution 23 TEI pad, which would be just a contingency batch of numbers to use for ignition of trans-earth injection burn if it became necessary. They were also given times for vertical stereo strip photography coming up this next revolution. It'll be Terminator-to-Terminator strip photography taken with the camera pointing vertically to the lunar surface, beginning at running between 65 east longitude and 34 degrees east longitude, pointing the camera somewhat north of the track to include landing site 1. Some 44 minutes, it looks like, until next acquisition. It must be an error. Apparently the clock has not been reset after this last LOS. And at 119 hours, now we're getting a new time for next acquisition, 120 hours, 7 minutes through Madrid for next acquisition of signal. And at 119 hours, 24 minutes ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.
Paid for a boat to carry a team of News Pool members out to cover the training. The Duchess, the boat carrying the pool members, will depart from Anchor Boat Works near Morgan's Point at 8 a.m. Saturday. Composition of the pool will include 3 still photographers, 2 writers, and 1 5-man television team. Those desiring to represent the photographer's pool should gather in the large auditorium, Building 1, today at 12:30 p.m. A pool meeting for writers will be held in the Building 1 auditorium immediately following this afternoon's change of shift news conference.
Elapsed time. Apollo 10 is within some 21 seconds of being acquired as it comes around to the visible face of the moon on lunar revolution number 23. Standing by for the first contact. They have the strip photography probably underway at this time. They may be rather busy and will not have a whole lot to say. But, as soon as we do have acquisition and conversation does begin, we'll come up with that. One hour and 11 minutes in this pass until loss of signal. Happy hour.
Apollo 10, Houston is standing by.
This is Apollo Control. Spacecraft communicator Jack Lausma has called the crew, said he's standing by. We've had no response yet for the crew. We'll continue to leave the air ground circuit live for any possible conversation during this revolution. Several items of information are scheduled to be passed to the crew during this rev, but at the present time, they're likely quite busy in conducting the photography task from terminator to terminator. We'll open the circuit and let it run until the conversation commences, even though there's a great deal of background noise, so that no conversation will be missed. This is Apollo Control. Snoopy, the ascent stage of the lunar module, is now some 36,875 nautical miles outbound from the moon, going toward solar orbit, traveling at some 5,356 feet per second. Flight controllers who've been monitoring the lunar module are packing up at this time. As a matter of fact, the console is vacant now. They're abandoning ship as their job is complete. Background noise has dropped somewhat in the air ground circuit. Come back live with that now to pick up conversation during this 23rd lunar revolution.
Apollo 10, Houston, standing by.
Roger, Houston, we're taking our vertical stereo photography now. We've just rolled past the subsolar point.
Roger, 10, we copy.
And Jack, now that we've got some time to pick out this and really concentrate on this stuff, we're finding all kinds of features in here. It's mostly been on the tape, and I hope that you'll be able to get the tape and play it there.
Roger, while we're talking about the tape, we've been getting on the playback some weak voice and background noise. And we found out on a prior flight that this comes out a lot better if you make sure you have the mic real close to your mouth when you talk into the tape recorder, over.
Roger, is that for all of us?
That's affirmative. All of you who are talking to the tape recorder.
We're now yawing left 20 degrees.
Roger, 10.
This is Apollo Control. While we're waiting for the crew to complete the strip photography session, we have one local note of interest for newsmen here covering Apollo 10. At 1 p.m. Houston time, Mr. Ray Zediker of Flight Crew Support Division will cover the lunar exploration timelines for the Apollo 11 mission, scheduled now for July. This will be in the main auditorium at Manned Spacecraft Center. We return now to monitoring the air ground loop. This is Apollo Control. Some 5 minutes remaining in this vertical stereo sequence. The cutoff time at which they reach 34 degrees east lunar longitude will be at 120 hours, 30 minutes, 18 seconds. A little less than 5 minutes from now. Likely there will not be too much conversation until after this stereo photography task is completed. Still monitoring air ground live.